Looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change? Wishing you could keep the faith? Longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
Hey everybody, this is Michelle Morgan, Living on a Prayer, and this is a free-for-all. Hope y'all had a great week. I did. Great weekend. And a few little business notes before we get rocking and rolling on this show today. Today is a psychic free-for-all, so any questions, anything you want to know, give me a holler. The number to call is 877-230-3062. Again, the number is 877-230-3062. So Barb Perry's here, and she's crazy busy. I'm talking about her, even though she's 3 feet away from me. We have a little Mercury retrograde thing happening here, and, you know, it's not even officially Mercury retrograde yet. So for those of you who don't know about Mercury retrograde, it's the planet of communication, and it goes retrograde, meaning it looks like it's going backwards in the sky from our vantage point on Earth about three times a year for a period of about 3.5 weeks. But it seems like in the last number of years, before it even officially goes retrograde, it starts screwing things up. So things that go wonky during Mercury retrograde are anything to do with computers, any kind of communication stuff, phones, email, any kind of literally spoken communication. So just even having a conversation can be challenging, as I'm already stumbling over my words. This is going to be fun. And traffic. Travel gets always goofy. There's usually some major league, what's the word I'm looking for? See, it's retrograde. Some kind of construction, that's the word I was looking for, going on during this phase. And officially, Mercury doesn't go retrograde until the 18th of this month, but it's already doing completely wacky things. Is that a fact, Miss Barb?
Oh, yes.
So there's going to be...
That started last week.
It did. It totally started last week.
It either, you know, it seems to me, at least for me, I used to be like, ha ha ha, I totally made it out without, you know, anything.
Yeah.
And then the tail end would whip me a week later.
Yes. Yeah.
Seems to me now it's a week ahead.
It's the week ahead. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it does. It starts to go pretty much sideways prior to, and then a few days to a week after, there's the after effects. And it's just, you know, it's one of those times when you just have to always plan extra commute time if you have to drive anywhere. You're traveling, just, you know, lighten up and go with the flow. Bags get lost, all that kind of weird, crazy, goofy stuff. And the communication thing, just be impeccable with your communication. Now, the good thing about Mercury retrograde is it's a really good time to do anything, revamp, rethink, reorganize, restructure, going back and looking over things. You don't want to buy anything, no major purchases during a Mercury retrograde period. That's really important, especially cars. You don't want to buy a car during Mercury retrograde. It's just a nightmare. Any electronics you don't want to purchase during Mercury retrograde. You don't want to sign any long-term contracts if you can get away with it during a Mercury retrograde. If you have to do any of those things, make sure that you triple check everything, because typically there's going to be something that will have to be changed or redone at some point. So anyway, yeesh.
Don't forget the exes.
Oh gosh, that's right. Oh yeah,
they people all from the past. Come back.
Yeah, people from the past float to the surface. of our lives.
I haven't seen you in 27 years.
Oh, I know. Isn't that weird? And dreams. I always dream about people from the past during Mercury retrograde. Really weird dreams. So anyway, yes, the exes will show up or just anybody from your past. It's revisiting time. So there you go, kids. Something to look forward to. And like we said, it's already started.
Fun
so
times.
Yeah, goes retrograde on the 18th of this month, direct on May 11th. So by May 13th, technically, you're in the clear. But yeah, we just always add a little wiggle room on either end.
A little buffer.
So what else do I need to tell you? Oh, yeah. Go to, get onto iTunes. Get onto iTunes and rate me. I would love to be rated. That'd be awesome. Somebody rate me. Come on, get on there. I'm dying to know. Go to the host page on contacttalkradio.com and get on the right side, click on iTunes. You can subscribe. You can get onto iTunes and rate this show. The show archives, all the past shows are on, you can get onto my website for those, michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, morgan.org. Go to the media page, and there's this great little link you can click on, and you can grab any of the past shows and listen to them. And if you love the tunage on this show, because Miss Barb Perry is the bomb when it comes to music, go to iTunes and download the songs, and I will be posting the titles and artists of each show on my Facebook fan page. Having tons of fun on that fan page, by the way. The discussions are great. It's just really fun for me to hear from everybody and get a chance to chit-chat during the week. If you've got any topics you'd like me to cover on this show, anything, give me a holler. Shoot me an email or jump on fan page and pop me a little message, and I would love to get some feedback on anything you'd like to see be talked about here. Next couple shows are going to be interesting. Next week, we're doing a show on family legacies. Family legacies are belief systems that get handed down through your ancestral lines. Absolutely fascinating stuff. So we'd be doing some discussion on that next week. And then on the 26th, I'm really excited about that show, Raising Polyritudinally Correct Children.
Can you say that again?
Yeah, I'll try. Yes, that's the other thing that happens with Mercury retrograde. My tongue becomes completely disenfranchised from my brain. Raising Polyritudinally Correct Children.
Oh, okay.
Which is a word, obviously, that we made up. But
yes.
Yes. Polarity for children. How do you teach your kids to be in their core from the get-go? Good stuff. I'm going to actually have some guests in the studio with me, some wonderful clients who are parents and have some great questions about that subject. So I'm looking forward to that. And I guess that's about it, kids. Oh, no. Heavens, no. Classes and more classes. Teaching tons of classes. The prayer series. Wow. Okay, that's all I have to say. Wow, that has been amazing. Absolutely amazing. I'm so jazzed about teaching that stuff. And this is about the third or fourth go-round we've done. And it's just an amazing experience. So jump on my website, again, michellemorgan.org, on the What's New page. And there's info on that coming up. And can you believe it? A class about the human psyche versus the law of attraction. It's all the stuff we've been talking about for weeks here on the show. That class is really cool, and I do a live CSI demonstration with a brave audience member. That's a kick. So that's a fun one. And, okay, I think that about wraps it up.
So I have a question for you. I see you playing with the cards over there.
I am playing with the cards, Barbie.
Okay.
Yes.
What do you see for all of us coming up before we go to break and then take our first caller?
Okay. Can I just talk about you for a minute?
Oh God, am I
hello.
Infecting the cards?
yeah. I'm my hair is standing on end. So I have to fill in my audience because I did hear from some audience members a few weeks back who said, kid, you just left us hanging, this huge cliffhanger, because we talked about Barb and this date that she went on with this really fab dude.
Yes, the
and then
player.
We just never heard anything else about that. Well,
and neither did I.
Yes, that's exactly why we didn't talk about it, because Barb had nothing to say about it.
I had no updates.
No updates. And so that was just one of those, you know, unfortunate, but this is the kissing the frog period.
And it was great because you had said something each time, I should say that there's some really big hits because mm-hmm. he was closer
you bet.
To what I was looking for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
And then there were more frogs in between.
Yeah.
I average about three a week. And then the next one, which was this weekend,
uh-huh.
was even better.
Oh, yeah. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you, when Barb walked up into the studio, the kid is like, her feet are not touching the ground. She's glowing. That's, you know, it's the whole feminine thing. Her heart's wide open. Yeah, she had a pretty darn tootin' wonderful time this weekend, sounds like. So here's what's interesting. I'm going to talk about what you just said. Getting those hits, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a period of time before we manifest our dreams coming true that we get tested, but also that we start to get proof, if you will, that God is paying attention. And the great analogy that I use to describe that period of time is the myth of Noah and the ark. So everybody knows the story of Noah, right? God commanded Noah to build this ark and gather the animals, and because it was going to rain and flood the whole wide world, right? So he did that. And it rained 40 days and 40 nights. And then God sent the dove with the olive branch and the rainbow. So here's a little known fact about that story. After God sent the rainbow and the dove and the olive branch, guess what he did?
I don't know. What did he do?
He made it rain another 40 days and 40 nights. Noah had to have faith for another 40 days and 40 nights before he landed on the mount and everything was groovy. So here's the point of that. The point of that is this, and I see this all the time with people. They pray, they affirm, they visualize, they focus on drawing into their lives, again, with the whole secret law of attraction thing, drawing into their lives the thing they want, right? And then they start to get those kinds of hits. They get these great dates that ultimately don't work out, but it seems like a great thing. Or even more usual is that people around them start to get things that they want, right? So, you know, somebody wants to have a baby. All of a sudden, they're surrounded by pregnant women or, you
Correct.
Know, newborns, that type of thing. And so you get two choices in that moment. And typically speaking, most people will go to this choice. Most people will go to the choice of going, why does everybody get what I want? Or, oh man, I'm just getting teased. It's just a big fat freaking carrot hanging there that's getting yanked away every time, right? We do. We go to this piss and moan session about why is it, am I just getting this teaser, but I'm not really getting what I want? Now, your second choice, and the choice obviously that's the better one, is to go, yes, I'm next in line. God is literally patting me on the back going, see, kid, we heard you. We're about to deliver it, but we got to get you in line with it. We got to surround you with it. You got to make friends with what you're trying to draw into your life so that you're ready for it when it shows up.
No, correct.
So, yeah.
Because this is the first time I've been a little bit mellow. I kind of straight after the baseball player, I went straight into, I had that feeling. I'm like,
yeah. Oh,
he keeps on telling me, but I know he's not going to call.
Right.
I had said something to you about that.
Right.
This one, not only did he call, but it was like, it's this different, relaxed feeling.
Yeah, that totally different energy.
It's either going to play itself out or, mm-hmm. you know, something is going to. So I'm going about my business.
Good. And so this is, again, I'm going to.
Checking the emails every 2 seconds.
Good girl. And I'm going to go on record here with an audience and tell you the same thing I told you earlier. Make sure you sit back and be in your feminine. Let this man court you. And you'll get a chance to see what he's made of. That's crucial information.
Oh, I was feminine.
Good girl. And you will, she says with with a very testosterone.
I know, exactly. I can't help
yes.
it.
No, it no. sounds like a great, it sounds like a great experience. So
yes.
let it keep unfolding. And if this is the perfect time, this is the crucial time, in fact, to have the attitude of this or something better, Lord, your will, not mine.
No, I totally get that because when I was teased with the dangling carrot before,
yes.
I was like, wow, this is really good.
Yeah, teased
and
with the dangling baseball player.
And then here I got even, yes, exactly. Oh, Mr. Minor League. and then all of a sudden I'm like, wow, I was really shocked and amazed because before I went on the date, I was like, I don't know. I wasn't getting the same vibes I usually do.
You
and bet. I was a little bit like, I don't know how this is going to turn out.
Yeah, you bet.
That type of thing. And then was awesomely, pleasantly surprised.
Yes, and that's how it also works. That the when your dreams come true, even here's the cool thing. Even if you've been affirming and visualizing and doing all that great stuff for a long time and you're in line for it, when it shows up, you're still going to be surprised. You're still going to have that incredible wonder that you have when miracles happen, because that's what it is. It's God. It's proof that God exists. I'm telling you what. And not only does he exist, he pays attention. That's really fun. So there you go, Kidlet. So there's an update for y'all.
There's my update.
We're gonna keep everybody updated till we're singing to wedding bells here. I swear to God.
I'll tell them 2 years later. I'll be like, honey, there's an archive about you.
Exactly. Yeah, we'll send.
He has no idea. It's out in the world.
That's right. We're already talking to him. His ears have got to be burning. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to the phone lines. That number to call, 877-230-3062. It's a psychic free-for-all. Give me a holler. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense 4-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with 1L, Morgan.org.
If you've got a question for Michelle, give us a call here at 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062.
Action is made.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with 1L, Morgan.org.
We are back.
Michelle, okay, I'm going to just jump in one more time.
Oh, please.
All the music, and it's going to be more than a feeling today. All a 70s style.
Thank you, darling. That is so good. Again, I look forward to my Monday flashback into past realities. It's quite fun. All right, we are going to the phones. We're going to do some psychic stuff. I believe we have Andrea on the line.
Hi,
Andrea. How are you?
Good, Michelle and Barb. How are you both? I really enjoyed the show so far. It's been great.
Thank you. Barb just gave you a thumbs up. She's over there pushing buttons and tweaking knobs and stuff. So.
Hey, I hear you have proof that God exists for me.
Absolutely. You better believe it.
Oh, yay.
So what can I do for you today?
Oh, just a romance comment.
Yes. So you've got romance on your mind, do you?
I do.
All right. That's the fun topic, you know. It's usually love or money, and typically that order, actually. What are you astrologically?
I'm a Capricorn.
A Capricorn.
With a full Cancer moon.
Oh, baby girl. No wonder you want to know about love. And how old are you?
I'm not telling you.
Oh!
But I'm reinventing myself so I can tell you I look a lot younger.
There we go. There we go. It works for me. All right. So, do you have anything happening in that department at this moment?
Well,
sort of.
I've been doing a lot of preparing and aligning with Source and letting Source know what I want and dreaming dreams and mm-hmm. allowing Source in. And I intend to go, I'm planning to go ride bareback on a nude beach next weekend. So I'm, you know.
Too much fun for words. Lady Godiva, how cool is that?
No wig, anywhere.
Nice. Very nice. So here's, it's interesting because it feels to me like there's been a lot of prep work for you, even over the last year. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. What happened in the fall of 2009 for you?
Oh, a split up. And that's a good point. That ex may be floating back to the surface.
Big time. Well, the ex energetically is floating around. The guides are talking about specifically that time frame. There's not completion on that. And so, you know, but here's what's interesting about that, because usually I'm all over that with people. I'm really on their case about, you know, you need to whatever. More of what I'm picking up on there is there's still a connection to this ex because of a feeling that you somehow were responsible for something with him emotionally. Does that make sense to you?
I was responsible for him emotionally. I'm not clear. No.
When did you break up with him?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so did.
Okay.
Did,
that's it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, here's what I would absolutely tell you. It's crucial for you to release that responsibility piece. There's a real huge karmic thing. How long were you guys together?
Here's that thing about being responsible about cutting it off. I'm going to erase that because it was a misunderstanding.
Okay.
And so he turned around quickly and became involved with another woman.
Okay.
And I would like to know if that's still happening with him.
So are you interested in this guy still?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Well, you know, I'm also ready to go bareback at the nude beach, so who knows?
And my sense is he wouldn't do that with you, so he doesn't.
Oh, I think he would.
Would he? Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, so where do I want to start with this?
Okay.
Tell me what's this gentleman's astrological sign?
Virgo.
Oh, okay. So here's what I'm getting about the responsibility piece.
Okay.
It feels to me like, and this is probably your Cancerian moon thing happening.
Okay.
feeling almost a need to protect him or mother him or baby him emotionally. Does that make any sense to you?
Please don't tell me I'm doing that.
Well, okay.
Okay.
You are.
But I mean,
does that make sense to you?
I think he's got that with the woman he's with.
Okay, but does it make sense that that's your pattern too?
Okay, I will say that, but I don't like it.
No, it's okay. You don't have to like it. We don't have to like our patterns. Absolutely not. But it's crucial for you to own the pattern, because here's the thing, darling.
Okay.
If you're truly open to allowing God to draw the right person into your life, then you got to be ready to do that differently. And if you don't, you're going to end up mothering again. And here's what happens. It gets worse every time. You know, if we don't figure it out and shift our patterns, then the pattern gets blown out of proportion the next time.
Okay.
So now, as far as rekindling with this gentleman, you're going to do what you're going to do when we hang this phone up. I'm just giving you the blueprint, right?
Yeah.
I'm a double Sagittarius. I long, long, long ago learned I can't follow my clients home and make sure they do the things I tell them to do. So there you go. I'm not going to be following you around and demanding that you don't do anything that you shouldn't do. But here's the deal. I don't entirely trust him energetically, and here's why. I think that we have a little bit of a, there's an addiction energy around him, the quality of addiction. Is he an active addict of any kind?
No. He just, he's a romance addict, and he just, it's like he goes on a drug.
Okay. Yeah.
In romance.
Yeah. Then it's more than romance. Romance is great. Excuse me. I have a frog in my throat. I have one of Barb's frogs in my throat here. Yeah. We've been talking about frogs. I'm manifesting one as we speak. So it's more than romance. He's got and this makes complete sense with what I was getting earlier, that he's looking for a mom. He's looking for the mommy energy because he's very emotionally immature in a lot of ways. And he's very needy in a lot of ways. And yet my sense is at the same time, he puts it across to the world that he's really kind of got his act together. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah.
So, he's a Virgo. So he is going to, be predominantly organized and got his act together on the outside, but that can hide a myriad of sins on the inside. Sins being fear, not the way. Anyway, I won't go down that road. So, bottom line, I'm telling you what, sister, if you want the real deal, if this guy shows up on your doorstep with 2 years worth of receipts from serious therapy, then I would tell you, go for it. But at this point in time, he doesn't feel to me like he's shifted much. My feeling is he's probably in the old pattern in a pretty severe way, actually. I'm getting the sense of him with a woman who's pretty emotionally unstable. Do you know anything about that other gal he was hooked up with?
It seems like that's the case. She's a real hotshot in the community with something that looks really good, but just from what I know, she's very needy.
Okay. All right. Well, it's an interesting dynamic that they have. And I also, my sense of him is also that there's probably, if I'm not going to say he's having an affair on this woman, but I get the sense that there's some other woman that he's got some interest in as well. Like he's got somebody on the line elsewhere. So there, it's just, and I don't mean to vilify the guy, but when I'm looking at this and you're talking to me about wanting, I'm assuming wanting the real deal. I would tell you to bless and release the bejesus out of this guy.
Okay.
Honestly, truly, I would. I would tell you to absolutely bless and release him.
I think that really helps, actually, because I'm really in a good place with moving on. So.
Good. Well, so I'm gonna actually give you a really great little prayer statement. I'm going to read it off to you, and then I'm going to post it on my fan page. This one's really powerful. It's kind of long, but it's good. It's God now brings into my life the right people who can help me and make me happy and whom I can help and make happy. Those people who are no longer for my highest good now fade out of my life and find their good elsewhere, and I bless them on their way. You need to bless him on his way. I'm serious.
I love that.
Yeah, you really do. So I got a question for you. Are you clear about the kind of man you want?
I have not made any lists. I am clear that I am the reflection that attracts the man I want.
Okay. So
I'm doing the work.
Okay, good. So I would tell you to get a little clearer on the kind of man you want.
Okay.
Because you're right on the money in that you are the reflection. You need to become the right partner in order to draw in the right partner. There's no question about that. But I'm going to add a little extra mojo for you if you'd like.
Okay, babe.
This has to do with the polarity thing. You want to make sure that you're clear that you want a man to come into your life. And a man is not going to be a reflection of you. He's going to be in his masculine. So you want to be clear about that.
Okay.
One of the things that women have a huge tendency to do in this culture is we believe that men process the same way that we do. We want a man that processes emotionally, et cetera, et cetera. They don't.
No, they don't. I absolutely agree with you.
Yeah. And if you do draw that kind of man to you, it's going to be this emotionally needy little boy. So I want you to be clearer about that.
Okay.
And here's the thing. When you get super clear about what you want, you're not limiting God. You're not telling God what to do. You're getting in line with the specificity of your dream. And that's really important. You got to get all your little proverbial ducks in a row so God can deliver them. So also be adding the whole tagline of this or something better. That's a
right. That's a key piece. I like that. Absolutely.
So it's interesting. go ahead.
I'm sorry. Do you see, can you see anything like the propensity of where I might meet this new super queer guy?
He's probably not on the nude beach, although... That sounds like a lot of fun.
Okay.
Yeah, it
does.
Wait. It totally does. Here's what I'm getting for you. It's funny that you would ask that question because I was about to ask you. Have you had your astrological chart done any time recently?
No.
Okay. Because my sense is that you actually have a transit coming up because it feels like there's a really specific timeline showing up here for relationship. Anywhere from the end of June, early July, on through actually about mid-October. Possibly stretching out to the end of October. It feels clearer to me that it's the middle part of October. That's a fairly decent window. A fairly decent window. Now, here's what you have to understand about having the windows open. Mm-hmm. You are gonna determine who comes through that window, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Again, we're talking patterns. If you're stuck in this old pattern, bless and release this other dude. I'm telling you, so that you don't draw the same type of thing to you. And it's so interesting because you come up here. In the cards, you come up as the High Priestess. She's, you know, the most powerful woman in the deck. And he, the gentleman that is potential, there's that dirty word, the queen mother of all dirty words, potential, right?
Yeah,
the potential dude that's coming in is the Emperor. You're talking about a man here.
Oh,
I mean, this is a serious man.
About time.
Yeah, no, I'm truly.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, there's definitely an energy here. Your guides are saying it one more time of you being in that mother role. So really wanting to tell you to shift that.
Yeah,
you can bring in the true masculine partner, the hero who protects and provides for you. So that, again, end of June, early July time, all the way through the summer into early fall, you've got a timeline of that. Now, what I'm also getting very clearly is you could have potentially 2 to 3 different gentlemen showing up here. One of which wouldn't surprise me if it's this ex. Wouldn't surprise me in the least. So again, more reason to bless and release him. seriously, I'm sorry. The guy's a great, great guy. God love him. Send him angels, but you don't want him showing up on your doorstep. Because here's the thing. He would be the very, very friendly Rottweiler who would lay on the front stoop slobbering and none of the other guys could get up to the front porch. Do you know what I mean? Because energetically, he's just all over you. So, I would just bye-bye, doggy. So, this 2 to 3 different people here, okay? So, here's how you have to be in that. You have to be really, truly clear with what it is you want, and then you have to stick to that. Because here's one of the things that I'm swear to God, I can't tell you how many times I've seen this happen. Particularly with women, we have, you know, a number of relationships that don't work out and we learn a whole lot of lessons and then we make that very clear list and we get really, really clear and we do the prayer and we say, all right, this time I really want the best. And then Mr. Sort of the Best shows up. He's got about 5 things on the list of 15 good things. He's got 2 or 3 of the things on the list of, oh my gods, right? We don't want those. And we throw the list away and we jump on the back of the horse and we ride off with this guy.
Yeah.
And then we wonder why we're all freaked out, you know, 6 weeks later in the same pattern. So I want you to get clear because you're going to get some decoys. That's that test thing. And that's also what I was talking to Barb about earlier. That's your dove with the olive branch. That's God telling you, hey, kiddo, we're listening. It's coming. Just hang in there. Trust the process.
Okay.
In the meantime, get clear, keep doing the prayer stuff, and have a blast on the nude beach, babe.
Thank you so much, Michelle. You are so great.
Thank you,
so
darling.
Thorough.
Appreciate
Let me quickly interject something.
Yes.
This timeline is end of June to October. End of October is also the time that I'm selling a piece of property. Can you say yes or no on that?
The property is probably going to take a little bit longer than you're anticipating. I'm getting more of a November, even December timeline on that.
Wow.
My sense is you'll have the money in hand by the end of the year.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, sweetie.
You bet, babe.
I love this. This is so great.
Good.
And I'm going to follow you on your fan page.
Thanks, baby. I appreciate that.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. We are going to go to a short break, and when we come back, we're going to keep on playing. Michelle Morgan, Living on a Prayer. Stick around.
got a question for Michelle, give us a call here at 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062.
Action is made.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Dissatisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Tune. We're back. Michelle Morgan, Living on a Prayer, with Barb Perry, my completely whacked out producer. Okay, so we're blaming Mercury retrograde and her date for the lack of brain cells that she's operating with today. For those of you listening live, yes, we are still on the air. No, we did not sign out yet. We accidentally threw in the outro of the show in there just to keep you on your toes, just to see if you're listening, paying attention. All right, so we're going to go to the phone lines here in a momento. Jump on iTunes, rate me. Come on, folks, rate me. I'm dying for somebody to rate the show. You can get on the host page on Contact Talk Radio, click on the right side on the iTunes icon and go straight in. Do your thing. The archives of this show are on my website, michellemorgan.org, Michelle with one L, Morgan.org, on the media page, and also on the What's New page, you get all the info about the classes that are coming up for all my local peeps. Looking too forward to all of that. Tons of fun. And if you love the music on this show, holy Christmas, we're having some fun today. Go to iTunes, download the songs. I will have those posted on my fan page this afternoon, as well as the prayers. So, okay, that's enough business. Let's go to the phones. We got Susan from Texas. Susan, are you there?
I am. How are you doing?
I'm good, baby. How are you?
I'm good.
All right. So,
I had a relationship question. I've been seeing a guy named Pat here, I guess, about a little over a month now. And we like each other a lot. It seems to be going really well. Just wanted to see if you could pick up anything that I might need to be aware of. Or
it sounded like there was a big butt in there. Was there a butt?
Well,
in there?
Not really. I mean, I like him and he likes me, but I guess kind of like the last caller, I don't want to fall into the same pitfall.
Okay.
From past relationships of having anxiety, you know what I'm
sure.
saying, about how it's going to work out and all that good stuff.
Because talk to me about what happens to you when you go into the anxiety. What do you do with that?
It makes me nervous, and then I usually end up doing something stupid.
Yeah, you start trying to control things. You bet. Absolutely. That's the feminine, baby. The feminine goes into the shadow warrior.
Yeah, or I just don't do anything and just let the relationship drop off. But I don't want to do that because I think this guy could be, you know, the one. But,
okay. So it does. It actually looks really good. How long have you guys been seeing each other?
Right out about a month.
Okay.
Not too long.
Okay, and what are you astrologically?
I'm a Pisces.
A Pisces.
He's a Taurus.
Girl, and he's a Taurus. Wow, that's an interesting mix.
Mm-hmm.
it's kind of like everything, there's a blessing and a curse with that, right?
Yeah. I'm a life path 7 in numerology, and he's a 3. I've already figured out.
Oh, wow. There you go. Well, so every relationship has its challenges. So here's the thing. Does he have an ex that's a little bit of a pain?
You know, I don't know. He has an ex, but I don't know how big of a pain she is.
Okay. Does he have children with her?
He does.
Okay.
Yes. And one lives at home, is about to graduate from high school.
Okay. Well, the ex feels like a pain. So I'm just telling you right there. Now, when I say that, it doesn't have to be this huge, big, dramatic thing, but I definitely get the sense that there are some dynamics between him and that woman that are less than favorable. Which at some point, if you continue to see him, you will have some, you know, experience of. So just be aware of that. And the other thing is that you have a definitive pattern here of, what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of, not seeing the truth of someone. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
And let me tell you, sweetheart, believe me, I am not saying this in any kind of judgmental way. This is very much a Pisces thing, first of all. And it's very much a feminine thing. The feminine heart, we see literally God in everyone. I'm not kidding you. That's why women can have love affairs with dogs, babies, you know, and people. So that's a good thing, but everything does have the blessing and the curse. And for you, the challenge is going to be to, I want you to be able and here's what's cool about being a Piscean. You've got two sides to you that can really flow with this, providing you don't get into your head too much and you don't allow the anxiety. And we're going to talk about that piece of it in a second. But the first thing that I want to say is what I want you to aspire to here in this situation is to be fully present in this relationship. I mean, full on participating in this relationship. And at the same time, I want you to be in observation, meaning I want you to fully participate, but I don't want you to make any decisions about this relationship right now. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you something. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. This is how the feminine psyche is wired and there's no exception to this rule. So you have to be able to go with this and honor this. The truth of the feminine psyche is you go on a date with a man. You are in a relationship. If he kisses you, you're in a long-term relationship. If you have sex with him, you are married with children. That is where your psyche and your heart is going to go. Does that make sense to you?
It does. Mm-hmm.
We do not date casually. As women do not date casually. Hello, newsflash. There's no such thing. Okay? So you're in a...
I agree.
Yeah, you are in a serious relationship here. And that's a great thing. I mean, that's love, babe. That's what we're wired to do. And so the key is you don't make any choices out of that a month into the relationship. And that doesn't mean, I know people who get married after they've known somebody for 2 weeks and they live happily ever after. So, you know, things happen. But here's the key for you. The key for you with your pattern is going to be participate fully, honor the fact that you're in a very serious relationship with this man. Your heart is wide open. Your psyche's telling you he could be the one. And you absolutely allow him to prove himself to you, to champion you, to show you what he's made of. Be willing to see things that are very real in this. And you want to know, so what's the key? Do you know what the absolute quintessential key is to do that? What do you have to have in place, Susan, in order to do that?
Well, just to be in the moment, be present, like you said, basically.
Right,
follow through on the intuition.
Yes. What is intuition?
Just kind of knowing.
And do you want to know what intuition is? Intuition is God talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So you've mm-hmm. got to let God guide you on this one. I'm not kidding you. This is when you get to allow God to be the ultimate champion, that really fabulous. And we've talked about this in previous shows, the polarity of God. You get to be the goddess. You get to work with the mm-hmm. goddess as the feminine, and you get to trust God as masculine to protect you and provide that information for you in this relationship. Allow that to happen. Let God bring the freedom and the truth into this relationship, and you get to kick back and allow it to happen. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And participate.
And it's kind of, you know, basically opening up like that. I mean, he's real metaphysical like I am, and we're already talking a lot.
Good.
Kind of like this.
Good.
So I guess my thing, too, is I just, you know, wonder sometimes, am I having wishful thinking or...
Sure you are.
is he really on the up and up?
Yeah.
I feel like he is.
Yeah. Well, I think he is. And I think you've still got some things to see about him. Again, nobody's uh-huh. perfect. No
right, well,
one's
yeah, no
perfect.
One, no one's perfect. And he's even said that. I mean, I'm not perfect either.
No,
so.
Absolutely not.
Exactly.
So, and here's the key. You're not looking for perfect. Here's the deal. You're not going to find anybody that doesn't have some baggage, right?
Right.
Everybody's
exactly.
got baggage. But here's the trick.
Mm-hmm.
You want to bring in the man who's got the duffel bag as opposed to somebody driving the U-Haul. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
This guy's got a duffel bag. He's definitely got a duffel bag. I think he might have some other luggage somewhere else. But he does not. He's not driving a U-Haul from what I can see. Okay.
Okay.
He just isn't. So.
And you feel like he's a good guy. I mean, like,
I don't see any
warning red flags. Okay.
No.
And I do too.
Yeah.
I mean, he's. So anyway,
no, I like him a lot.
Wanted some information.
You bet. And so here's the other thing that I want to tell you, baby. I want to tell you, and I want anybody mm-hmm. who has the same philosophy to just, I'm going to invite everybody to consider this. There's no such thing as the one. Okay.
I feel the same.
Yeah. That's a huge
myth.
I mean,
maybe the one, you know, I think we all have a lot of one.
Sure. That's exactly right. We have
different life lessons.
Yeah. There's different people that come into our lives that can potentially be a one.
mm-hmm.
And then we make decisions. We decide. We choose to stay with somebody or not based on mm-hmm. growth, etc. So at this particular juncture, I would say this guy is definitely well worth pursuing. This relationship is absolutely worth pursuing. It feels different than ones you've had in the past. Is that fair?
Yeah, totally. Without
okay.
a doubt.
Yeah, and I feel like in some ways that's actually freaking you out more. Does that make sense?
It is.
You bet. Well,
yeah.
that's a good sign. That's a really good sign.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah,
totally.
You bet. So here's one of the things that I want to give you to deal with the anxiety, okay? Because anxiety is going to, believe me, that is seriously total shadow warrior energy, and it's going to make you do the fight or flight thing.
Mm-hmm.
The fight meaning, you know, control everything, or the flight being just disappearing and not doing anything. So
and that's what I usually do, is the flight thing.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that.
No,
I don't
blame you, babe. You shouldn't have to do that. And you deserve to be clearer in this. So here's a great little prayer I'm going to give you. There's nothing for me to fear. God's good is at work, and divine results are now coming forth. I'll repeat that. There's nothing for me to fear. God's good is at work, and divine results are now coming forth.
That is great.
Isn't that great? That is such
yeah.
a sweet prayer. And let me tell you something. There really isn't anything for you to fear, because here's the deal. So let's say, I'm just going to play devil's advocate here for a second. Let's say you go full on with this relationship. You do everything we're talking about. You trust God, blah, blah, blah. And let's say 6 months from now, this dude ends up, you know, doing something that's just untenable, that is just doesn't work for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you are allowing God to support you in this, then you are going to learn some lessons. You're going to get even clearer. You're going to have grief, no question about it, but you will be out of that relationship clearer, more powerful than ever before, and you will be ready for the next better thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works. You know,
but
when I'm looking at this, honey, honestly, at this moment, I don't see anything lurking with this guy. I really don't. I mean, yeah, he's got some stuff. And I would say probably the biggest challenge right now is that ex.
Okay.
I think there's some unfinished business there. It doesn't mean he's still in love with her. There's just some stuff there. You know, he's got kids with her, and so I'm sure it's,
right.
you know.
So you think it's his ex-wife versus like an ex-girlfriend?
I'm getting that it's whoever he's had the kids with.
Okay.
So just at this point in time, you're early in the game, okay? And mm-hmm. I will be totally honest with you. The guides aren't going to spill the beans entirely here, because this is your opportunity to learn. It's your opportunity mm-hmm. to practice being present in the moment. If you had all the information in the world, what would that do?
Well, it wouldn't be as much fun.
Well, it wouldn't be. You're right. It wouldn't. Yeah. There'd be no mystery. Plus, you would be devoid of responsibility. You would mm-hmm. not have personal responsibility in there. So at this point in time, I am telling you, go for this. But, big but okay. here. You okay. need to make sure that you've got God on your side on this one. You've got to let God handle this for you. Okay. Otherwise, you're going to be in your head too much. Pisces, oh, honey, Pisces go into, they freak out when they go into their heads. They do.
Yeah,
Worst case scenario, champions. I mean, truly, I thought I was good at that. Boy, howdy. Mm. Pisces can really do a number with the worst case scenarios.
Yeah.
So, and then here's the other last little thing that the guides want to say to you. You have to work on receiving. Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, you do. Well, okay, mm-hmm. hello. So you get a chance to receive love and passion and romance and support. This guy feels like he can give all those things. Does that make sense mm-hmm. to you?
Yeah, he does.
Okay. And he wants to. Yeah, mm-hmm, he totally wants to. And Tauruses are very sensual and they're very grounded usually. And he feels like he's got that really good, solid, earthy stuff about him. I like him. I think he's cool.
Mm-hmm.
So the receiving piece is huge. So here's another prayer just for you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a real simple one, really fun one. I am receiving. I am receiving now. I am receiving all the good that God has for me now. How cool is that?
That is cool. I like that. I'm going to go back and listen to your archive, and
good.
I'll write all of that down.
Yeah, do, because you got to start practicing the receiving piece, kiddo. Otherwise, this is going to get too good. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get too good, and you're going to freak, and that would be a shame. And here's the other sad thing. Here's what would happen if you freaked. Okay, if this gets too good and you freak, Susan, the pendulum's going to swing, and you're going to draw some guy into your life who doesn't treat you well, just to prove that you mm-hmm. didn't deserve to be treated that well. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. That does make sense.
Girlfriend, you promised me something. Promise
it
me
does.
You will not do that.
I promise I will not freak.
Thank you.
And I will
you.
Let God drive this baby.
Drive this train, baby. You're just on
yes.
it for the ride. I want you to practice your parade wave. You get to
yes.
sit in the royal car and do your parade wave on this one. I'm not kidding
you. I love
you.
It.
Okay. So, Susan, keep me apprised. I would love to hear from you. You can you know, send me an email or call back in the show a few weeks or a month or two from now and let us know how things are going.
I will do it.
Okay.
I really appreciate all the guidance.
Oh, baby, you're welcome.
That was awesome.
And I will send you some fabulous romance angels, and I want you to just have a hell of a good time, okay?
Yes, thanks.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
You bet,
Michelle.
Sweetie. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, the love thing. It's just the best. Isn't it the best? It's so much fun. So, all right. I'm just like oozing love here. It's just all over the place. We got it in the studio. We got it on the phone lines. Tons of fun. All right, kids. That's about it for today. Next week, family legacy stuff. That's going to be really fun and powerful. 2 weeks out, raising polaritudinally correct kids. I said it. Barb, thanks, baby girl. I know that was a challenge today. You did great. Music was awesome. Come on back and see me next week, everybody. This is Michelle Morgan. You've been listening to Living on a Prayer. Be good.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, morgan.org.